And we're live, part two.
Hello, Keon. Hello, Jasmine. It's your boy, your host again for second show, another special episode. And today's topic is the post-pariah interview. You ready, Keon?
Yes, sir. Do you want to pick up where we left off on the last interview about influences on the album? Or are you just ready to...
I want to dive into the album because I've listened to it a couple times. And I want to give you my thoughts on it. And, okay. But my first question I wanted to come in to you was, how do you feel about the album dropping? Like, when did you drop it? Saturday?
Yeah.
So it dropped on a Saturday. It's Monday.
Two days now.
And I looked at your top song that was just on the album, mm-hmm. not like a single. Mm-hmm. What is that?
The intro?
100 someplace. Yeah. So that's pretty solid for 2 days.
Definitely, man. Nah, I've been getting like a lot of love. Like if anybody that's listening to this interview listens to me on follows me on social media, you just see that like it's real love. You feel me? Like especially if you follow my Instagram, my story was just people... playing the album, and I was getting hit up, and you know, people telling me this has been my best work yet. So,
how do you feel about that? Like, as an artist, you know, just getting that type of love, even on such a small scale.
Honestly, it feels amazing. Like, it makes you really appreciative. It makes you feel like you're actually talented. You know what I'm saying? So, it was definitely dope getting a bunch of love. This is what I hope. I hope the love continues. Don't just love me for one day when the album drops, yeah. You know? Like, if you really genuinely love those records, man, keep visiting them. For sure.
Let's get those plays so we can get monetized.
You know what I'm saying?
So, after re-listening to the album, my status quo changed on it. Right, so my two favorite songs were "Hungry" Fischl and the one with Curtis and DP.
Chess Moves.
Yeah. Okay. Originally, mm-hmm. that was a out loud listen. Jazz caught me listening to it. I was just listening to it without earphones.
Okay.
I put earphones on and I put hip hop mode on for the album. Re-listen to it on the way home.
You put hip hop mode on.
Like on the EQ.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that changed it a little bit. So when I did that, I'm gonna get into the positives first. So at first, I do, is that the name?
Yeah.
I do, and FTP didn't hit for me.
Mm-hmm.
Those two were the ones that really hit.
Oh, now, in the headphones?
Yeah, and the headphones, those hit. And Hungry didn't hit. It like unhit. That was like my one, and it's not even like, I'm getting into a positive first.
No, go ahead.
One, I wanna congratulate you. I think you could tell there was hard work put into the album,
mm-hmm.
and I felt something listening to this, you know what I mean? Thank and it didn't feel forced. So, one, sure. I enjoyed the album, you know, on number, I'm gonna give it that's a very solid 8 for me.
Okay, I appreciate that.
And I'm gonna tell you why. So, I do, that song's hard, mm-hmm. but my thing with Hungry,
mm-hmm.
it was that first little segment.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think that was my least favorite verse off the whole album, uh-huh. and also Stay a While is one of my favorites.
Okay.
That is probably my favorite song, but I don't think it was the best, because I enjoy that song a lot.
Okay.
So,
dumb.
With Hungry, I think your second verse was good. You had a really nice sequence in there,
mm-hmm.
but honestly, I felt like you were trying something new, and it just didn't hit for me, personally. Because, okay. like, I get the old school kickback, mm-hmm. and I think you had found your flow for that 10 sec. I think it was after kicking soccer. You snapped for about 10 seconds, and I was like, he do this the whole song, mm-hmm. this is hard. Yeah. And then you went back, and I was like, it felt like you hit your peak, and then you just leveled back out. But I don't think it was a bad song by any means.
I feel you on that one. Like, actually, I was having my debates with Hungry. That was the only one where I was like, it's kind of rocky, because I want to say that's a Biggie beat, you know what I'm saying? So when I was writing that, I was like, man, I'm, like, really trying to, like, get this. So, I went on there, that first verse, it's funny you say that, I wasn't really rocking with it originally, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I don't know how I feel about this, I don't know how people are going to feel when they first listen, you know what I'm saying? But then, I was like, man, the second verse is so fucking ill that I was like, I got to put it out. And I was like, you know, first verse really only...
Yeah,
30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, you know, it's the more you listen to it, because at least for me, the more I listen to that verse, because it's like I'm not saying no bullshit in the first 30 seconds. Yeah. But I do agree the delivery could have been a little different.
You know what I'm saying?
But, nah, yeah. Hungry was probably like...
Did you add the deep voice?
Yeah, yeah. That was dope. I put the deep voice in. That was dope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to do the Biggie interlude where he was like, niggas is just trying to eat.
Yeah.
Like the one that Fabulous used.
Yeah.
But I was like, fuck it. I'm going to just do
me. Nah, that was dope. That was dope. Like, I really like... I thought that was a part of the beat. And I was like, when you did that, I was like, that was super dope. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, I think it was a good album. Stay a While, I think that was really dope vibe. I think that was your best sounding song.
Yeah, nah, I feel like Stay a While is a special-ass record.
Yeah.
I feel like, and when we get into the theme of Purgatory now, you know... I was talking about, like, you know, RIP Bankroll, talking about the president being the new Reagan and shit like that. So it's like, that song is, like, hella deep, and then it sounds so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's a good-ass song. Like, a really good-ass song. So I ain't gonna lie. I love Stay a While, and I hope, like, people really understand Stay a While. Like, when you listen to it, it's, like, it's a good-ass song.
I think I still have to fully understand, because for now, it's just, like, I like the laid backness of it, you feel me? And I think it sounded good. And the lyrics are good. I feel like the lyrics always...
Because I'm talking about us not even having our last names.
Yeah, no, I heard that. It's a lot of shit in there, man.
I'm telling you, and it's like... It was dope, too, because I think when Stay a While dropped... And I think you're not the only person that felt this way. When it dropped, I got love on it, you know what I'm saying? But... I seen a lot of people, like, when it, in the album's context, they, like, they really are appreciating Stay a While. And that's what I did. I put two singles on there that aren't, I could have did Remedy and Look at the Fan.
Yeah.
I mean, Loyal to the Fan. But I put Stay a While and I put 20, like, two songs.
Listen, I didn't want to get bodied on my own album.
Oh, you're stupid. Nah, I put songs that were, like.
No, I was saying the JR verse, not me.
Oh, nah. Both. But nah, like on the real, I'm talking about like Stay a While was just like that was a song I felt like was a necessity, and then 20 as well.
Yeah, no, of course I think 20 has obvious significance, and I think it's actually one of your bigger songs. If I also one thing I noticed going throughout the whole album, and I want you to tell the people this. Can you confirm there's not one hook on there? The closest thing you get to it is an FTP. When you're
flying
like,
through purgatory. Yeah. I'm flying through.
The hook, the sample's in the purgatory. The sample's in the background, so I was kind of like, I don't know if that's really considered.
It's a mixture, though.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
All right, so that's your...
On Pariah 2, there's not a hook on the first Pariah.
I know, but I'm saying this is like, count, so you know, like... you know, we're hearing the growth and everything, and... You know, we was expecting a nice little hook song. You know what I mean?
You got them. You got them.
Because they're singing.
You have several hooks on there. I'm just not singing them. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for the bars. I do agree that, like, I should, but, like, I have songs where I got hooks in them and stuff. Yeah. It's just how Pariah 2 worked out. Like, literally, bro.
So, do you, like, do you struggle making hooks, or do you just prefer to, like, you like the simplicity of your songs?
I feel like, one, in the era we're in, I don't feel like, your boy X just, rest in peace, but he just dropped an album, what, 10 tracks?
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not conventional no more. You know what I'm saying? It's not the... The way that they want us to write music anymore. You know what I'm saying?
What is it?
Like, how I think we put out these albums and stuff. Because you know how you said, this is like this is Keon. Like, this is your album. Like, me not being on the hooks really doesn't do anything. When I'm listening to these guys, I ain't spinning. No, like, they have good hooks, but your lyrics, like, you know what I'm saying?
So you're just, it's your cackle. Like, that's, Keon doesn't write.
Nah, it's not Keon don't write hooks. That's how the album turned out. I'm saying it's like, I'm a bar spitter. And like,
I'm a
you feel me? That's what I do. But, you know, like I said, because Loyal to the Fam has a dope hook. Gold has a great hook. I Know has a great hook. Ain't No has a great hook. It's not like I don't write hooks. It's just that I think for me, when I want to like spit something that's like true to me.
Yeah.
Man, like, literally, also, it has to do with the production, too. I really love samples. I love, like, Kanye favorite artists, you know what I'm saying? So when I'm listening...
Previously, before the 2018 shenanigans.
You know what I'm saying? I like samples. So I think someone hit me up with one of their reviews. It's like when you get your hands on some like crazy samples, your shit's even going to elevate. So I think that's a part of Keon. I wouldn't say that I don't write hooks. I think it's I find great hooks. I find great, like, would you not agree that the samples on
No, you have great samples, but I was saying, like, is that, like, your cat calling? Like, this is Keon. You know how the thing we could say about X is his versatility. Mm-hmm. Keon doesn't need to write a hook to make a song captivating. Is that what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
But like, that's I don't want to make it seem like Keon don't write hooks, because I do write hooks. It's just, like, it's literally how the album happened. And then also the title of the album is Pariah and Outkast. I'm not belonging to anything. I'm just making music. That's all I'm doing. I wasn't really in here, like... I guess my writing style is different from people, and you hear that in my rapping. You know what I'm saying? So... I like these questions, though, man. I like this.
Oh, man. It's no... I'm natural. I don't script anything. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I came in here, I think I had, like, one question, and my only thing that I wanted to talk about was, like, the no-hook thing. Because I felt like that was interesting to me. You know, because I was like... Because I was going to
call it... Because it is a pariah. Think about that.
Wow. Well, captivating, guys. You know what I'm saying? No, but my whole thing was, because I was just like... I was literally listening through the album, and then I was like, this man has no hooks. And then FTP comes on. And towards the end, which is... I can't even think of...
Flying through purgatory. Yeah. It happens three times. Yeah. It's at the beginning, the middle, and the end.
I didn't hear it in the beginning. Or I think, did you say it once?
So what I'm doing is I'm saying it in a blend of the sample. So the sample is going and I'm saying it at the same time. So it's like whatever you choose to hear. But
if you
search for the flying through purgatory, the next time you throw that on, you're going to hear me. And then if you search for the fluff, you'll hear that. But like I said, I think like, man... Here's another thing why we use so many samples too, or why I did with Purgatory, because I remember, you know, the whole concept of Purgatory.
Yeah.
A lot of these are like, you know, I think I want to say either a dead artist singing it, singing about death, or just older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that's funny that you said that, because I was going to ask you about an FTP, because the way the song went, I felt like you could have used a better beat for your for your delivery, but you bringing that up, I feel like in the context, it makes more sense to use that beat, you know what I mean? Because I felt like that was a hard song, let's throw a hard beat on there, that joint going like...
Like, what you mean? Say that again. Like, that's a hard song, throw a hard beat?
Like, yeah, no, because like, the beat is like...
You didn't think it was hard?
No. The beat's a little bouncy. Uh-huh. But that's not like a... When I say like the hard beat on it, I mean the Metro Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but that wouldn't have fit the album. And like, I don't know. I was chill. Because all of them are chill bops.
Yeah,
you know
fact.
What I'm saying? That's like... That's my niche. You know what I'm saying? That's what Keon should be known for, making chill. Because I'm spitting bars at you. Because FD... Like, there's not a song where the lyrics are... The only one where I wasn't really focused on, like, really getting a point across was I Do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can see that.
I Do was really just the pause, suck you in. You feel me?
That's us, bro.
It was really to bring you in, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, it has an atmospheric feel. When it comes on, it's... And you hear the... It's like you're literally entering purgatory at that moment. So, you're just all over the place at this point. And that's how it starts off. And then we get into Revenge, which I think, when I told you where I think Revenge and FTP would probably be the most popular.
Yeah.
I think so, man. I think Revenge was definitely, like, if I was going to have a single off the album, I think Revenge
really
would have been the single. But I'm glad we stuck with Stay a While in 20.
Yeah.
But if we was going to do a banger single, probably would have did that.
So, thought it was 20 kind of like a bonus track, you know, you snuck it in towards the end.
Because it goes with literally what we're talking about in Chess Moves.
Oh, also, listening, it's funny, sorry to cut you off, but this listening to 20 the other day, it clicked. The Nas sample, it like, I heard it, but I didn't hear it. You
I'm
know 20, what I mean?
It's a blessing that... Like, that's the reason I did 20, because Life's a Bitch, Nas turned 20.
No, I know that, but I'm saying the Life's a Bitch and you die. And then it's also kind of a celebration of life, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
I was like, it kind of, that didn't click for me until hearing that. And I had listened to 20 a few times previously to that. And then I was listening, and I was like, hold up, you got the Nas sample. It's 20.
It's so much that goes into that
song. I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. Okay.
And then that's how I wanted to end the album, because we're in purgatory. That's where it ends. You know what I'm saying?
So 20 was purgatory.
All of it's purgatory. Because think about it. Pariah 2, all these songs that I've dropped, like 20 dropped this year.
Yeah.
It's not an old song. Nah, it dropped in March. That's a single. Like, I just make so much music that's like, damn, Keon.
You know what I'm saying? We should be working. Hey, you can put out like 10 mixtapes like Wayne, though.
I could.
That's it. That doesn't mean
I made a song. I made a song today. But, yeah, man, I'm glad 20 click. Like I put songs in there that were really special. Yeah, I feel, man. And FTP, I'm glad you finally like fucked with that after the headphones. Yeah. I thought, honestly, I think you'll end up liking every song the more you listen. I ain't even gonna lie, because that's how it was for me with this project.
I think Hungry, and I know this is gonna. Revenge, the delivery on Revenge was a little iffy for me. I don't know if I'm remembering it right, but I felt like you just get stuck on words sometimes, and it.
What part?
And I knew you were gonna say that. That's honestly hilarious. I'm drawing a blank, so I'm gonna pull up Revenge, and if it's the song which I think it is.
Lips look like ice cream, and now ice cream the dopest lyrics ever touched with spirit. Boy, they can't get near it, so they fear it burning like a witch. I just flipped a switch, took a shot.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like you just got there's just certain parts, and this shows up in some of your songs, and a lot less on Pariah 2, which I was listening for, because that was like a flaw of your rap for me. It's just like. I think, I wouldn't even say stuck on words. When you're transitioning your bars, like, you'll just say, like, and you'll set up your punchlines, which is really good. And you do a really creative way, because most people, they'll say, like, I just got a car. That's a bar. Kit Kat, star.
Mine is just annoyed with that.
No,
like, that's, because here's the thing. I write, like, how Prodigy writes. Like, on some real shit. I don't write like how everybody else like does in like 16 bar stanzas and stuff like that. So like to you, I'm probably one of the only rappers that you listen to that raps like how I rap. But I get you though. Like here's the thing. If you listen to this album, when it comes to delivery, well, I think it was fire though. Like this, but I do respect your opinion. But you know, if you're questioning this is what I'll tell you though. If I do that live, it's going to sound the same. You get what I'm saying? As far as, like, you know how you're saying I might just get stuck on some words or whatever? Yeah. It's going to sound like this. I do this the next 500 times. Like, it's going to sound like that.
So that's just like your...
That's what I sound like. Like, if Wayne rapped that, it's going to sound like what Wayne did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, I think I get what you're saying, because that's just...
That's me. Like, that's me rapping. Like... That's me saying these words, you know what I'm saying?
But just because that's you saying it doesn't mean there's not a better way for you to say it.
And that's a pain. Yeah, I feel that.
Because, like, I think it's just, I was about to say visually, but it's almost kind of like a, not like cringeworthy, because it's not like that serious, but it's just like, it sticks out, like, it'll jump at you. You're like, wait, that just didn't sound right. But that does, and for you, that could be intentional, because that doesn't necessarily mean any, like they say, any publicity is good publicity. If it catches your eye.
Yeah, but here's my thing. That's relative. I think it sticks out to you.
That's right.
Because, like, I don't know, because it's like, at the same time, it's like, I could listen to some of the people you listen to and some shit they'll do, or like the sound,
yeah,
it's just not clicking with me. That's true. That's like Keon Forbes raps. That's what I'm trying to explain. Like, I have my style and bag of rap. Like, I don't know, I guess I'm like hella well-rounded in this like rap thing, where it's like a Reason on TD, their newest artist, like the way he raps, it's like he's gonna stretch the bars out to fit how he's gonna fit it. So it's like, I'ma do mine, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think Dad said the same thing too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the thing. I'm still honing my craft.
Oh, 100%.
So it's like I said, I'm 20. It's like, I dropped this project, which I think is great. But do I by any means think it's like Illmatic? No. 27, yes. You know what I'm saying? You give me a couple more years, it's crazy. But where I'm at right now, I put out the best project I could.
Yeah, no.
And that's where I'm at. I'm like,
this is my constructive criticism. I'm not here to pick you apart by any means. Because I've said, I hope at least I've said more positive than I said negative.
I don't think so. I think
you know what? Let me give you the album is structured beautifully. It is. It does. Just when you think it's getting slow, you have the next song that drops and picks up. The two features on there that you had were good. Yeah, I think.
And hold on. I entertained the whole album by myself. Up until GP and Curtis, 100%. Which were fitting.
Yeah. The one thing that stuck out in that song, one, obviously, I actually really liked your verse.
Yeah, and I want to talk about some of the songs too. But I do want to finish hearing your criticisms too.
I think that was it for my criticisms, really. Like, that was genuinely, like, okay. With Chess Moves, I think that was your probably best constructed verse of meaning, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like, and I mean in all your songs.
Oh, that's hard. No. See, that's a hard. But I put that in my three, because when I was like, sorry to cut you off, but when I was constructing like the album, I had some songs where I was like, all right, I want like traditional hip hop tracks. Yeah. So 20, of course, traditional hip hop track, Stay a While, and Chess Moves. Yeah. When I made those, I was like, all right, these are traditional hip hop beats, sounds, and stuff. Now, when we got to Revenge and I Do, you could tell it's either Southern influence or, you know, the newer.
That sounds like a little Louisiana.
You know what I'm saying? You had a little thump. And that's what I'm saying. I think with this album, I brought energy, my nigga. Like, when you, like, the energy's crazy.
Even the slow songs are captivating with.
Like, I don't feel like it's not a boring listen. Yeah. Now it's, but when we talk about Chess Moves, though, I think when you talk about the meaning, it's hard for me because with 20 and Stay a While, I feel like I feel like the whole record has a lot of meaning.
I mean, the verse, I said the best verse. Constructed, and the meaning put together. Like the way, one, the verse shaped out and the way it sounded and the delivery and the flow. I think it sound like that was the best way you could put a message and I could get it and it sounds good.
Gotcha.
That's what I was saying. Gotcha. You know what I mean? The great verse. That's why I was like, and then with your feature, Curtis came in and killed it. He was like, he said, well, you don't like the way
I
talk. Yeah. I don't like the way you act. Like, I like that. The only part, it's the smallest thing. It was just like when Curtis's verse ended, the transition between BP was kind of like instant, and then it was kind of, I was like, whoa.
We were actually talking about that when we made it in the studio. DP was like, Curtis, do you mind if I come right off of you?
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
But I think, because LaMarcus, he FaceTimed. This all correlates to.
Yeah.
He FaceTimes me while we're at Jazz's cousin's birthday party. And he's like, yo, man, blah, blah. He's complimenting me on the album. And he's telling me, you know, he didn't see the track listing. He just listened straight through. Yeah. So when you get to that song, if you didn't look at the track listing, of course, after you hear me and then Curtis comes around and then DP, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I do agree with you. I think that song, like, I feel like everyone did a dope verse.
Yeah.
And it matters. Like, with DP talking about, where she was talking about, like, I can't remember the lines right now. I'm sorry, guys. But, like, she was talking about, like, soaring over city heights in the grove. Simba grow a little fur, and then, bro, and then Curtis killed it too. They were both dope.
I was like, yeah, Curtis, that was definitely
And that's what I'm saying with this album. I think I got a track for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like, something.
Revenge, you throw that on
all the parts. You know what
I'm saying? Cut, like, man, I'm telling you, man, I think you had to see that one live. Because, like, I feel like the energy in that one, man, I really fuck with Revenge. Like, I'm like, all right. Well, one, I want to perform the whole album. Because, like,
I need a private performance to Stay a While.
Bro, I want to do, like, a video to Stay a While or whatever, man. Like,
right.
It's a dope record, man. And we've been getting lots of love and support.
Yeah, so,
for sure.
obviously, I hear the passion you speak about, like, when you talk to an album. And for a young artist, you know, to speak about your music the way you do, it, like, means something to you. So, like, how are you going to be able to keep this passion that you have for your music and not just music in general?
That's a great question, man. Honestly, sometimes I'll be, like, discouraged. You feel me? Like, where I'm like, man, I don't even want to make music no more. Like, sometimes I feel like quitting. Like, I ain't gonna lie about that shit. Because I'll be thinking, I'll be like, man, is this even good enough? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be hard on myself. But then I sit there and I think, I'm like, all right, I'm 20 years old. Who else is 20 and making music that even sounds like this or is even rapping like this? I look at my peers and I'm like, all right, I'm doing great. You feel me?
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, man. And then I'm like, I'll see myself at 21, see myself at 22. But I'm not using my youth as a crutch, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm using it as a motivator. Like, hey, it's okay to make these mistakes right now. Look at where you came from and just see where you're at now.
No, that's dope.
And then see where you're going to be. So I only judge myself off of what I've done from the past. And since then...
exponential, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And then also, I know this ain't a question or anything, but I want to plug 8xH Records. That is what we're doing now. Prior to, I think, is the first official release to come out of 8xH Records.
Shameless plug. There always has to be a shameless plug on the podcast. It's a tradition.
Go ahead.
No, that was a shameless plug. I'm calling you out.
Oh, yeah, I got a plug. Definitely, man. 8xH Records, man. Rock with us. My boy Malik is going to be dropping something soon. My boy Curtis already dropped something. JJ got a collab mixtape. Cam going to drop something, so... Just showing love.
Sanai gonna be featuring.
And DP announced the mixtape too, so I'm excited for that.
Bet. Sanai will be featuring on probably every single project, you know. I'm a jack of all trades, what can I say? Final thoughts. I just wanna say we can stretch this. I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm good.
You cut?
I'm good.
Man, cause
shit. Listen, I could talk about this album.
Yeah,
all day.
Bro, like that's all you got, man. Alright, shit.
Nah. So What's your favorite song on the album? Not even the one that means the most to you. Like, if we in the car throwing a song.
Revenge or FTP.
Okay.
For sure. Like, I'm telling you, like, the memes that people were sending me when, like, the album dropped, this shit was hilarious, man. And it was just love, man.
It's deep.
And you said your favorite song was Stay Alive?
Yeah. It just sounds good. You feel me? Because, like...
You can throw it on anyway.
Yeah. I'm a young head, you feel me? But I'm not out here.
Pause.
I had to think about that one for a second. So then can we... Like, is old head a pause now, too?
He's a chicken head.
Oh, 21 Savage. But, I just wanted to say that, like, for a person... I like music that sounds good, makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Even songs that, like, I like a song that can make me depressed off the way that it sounds. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I'm
emotional,
like, that vibe, like, the vibe. So I'm kind of like a vibe guy, but once you throw vibe and lyrics in there, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's dope. Like All Girls Are the Same when Juice WRLD. That time, because it was like, one, the beat slapped, and then, you know, he coming, it sounds good, and then I'll hear what he's saying, and they're not, like, terrible lyrics in that song, at least, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a few ones that you kind of like, but you like, all in all, it sounds good, mm-hmm. How's it make you feel? So when you throw on Pride 2, I was about to say Purgatory 2, but like...
I mean, you can.
It's the same thing. So when you throw on Stay A While, or, Chess Games.
Chess Moves.
Chess Moves, Chess Games, same shit.
Nah. Show respect.
And, you throw that on, and then you throw on 20, you, like, you get it.
Yeah, I had to have those films. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I had to be real well-rounded on this album, where it was, like, I do, like I said, was the intro. It's to suck you in, pause. And it's, like, it's a banger. Then you have Revenge, banger. Then I want to calm you down with Stay A While, you feel me? And really... Can I explain the concept too? Just off the fact that you said you didn't really understand that well, and I just wanted to say, like, with I Do, where I'm talking about, like, call me Sony, because
You play me on the station.
Yeah, you play me at the station. Call me Sony. hold on, sir. Because I'm sorry. I just, like, totally blanked out right there. But, like I was saying, what I do, it's all about, like, greed. The first song. You know, married to this cheese, cop a couple G's, blessed like I sneezed. In college, no degree, but I'm here for eternity. No, man, I'm sorry. I'm, like, blanking out right
come
now.
On,
but,
come on, man. Come on, man.
But... And then you have the skit at the end. You listen to all the songs all the way through, right?
Yeah.
All right, because they transition into each other. Yeah. So when I do, it's all about money, greed, braggadocia.
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Adocia?
Braggadocia? Because it's being braggadocia.
No, braggadocia is not. I got that, but I'm just...
Yeah.
I was being, like, genuine.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I,
yeah.
No, I wasn't asking. Like,
I'm educating you, bro. I'm a rapper. Get it the top. Yeah,
appreciate
yeah on the game. Love.
One.
One love. One love. But, so I do, it's all about, it's all about greed. You know what I'm saying? And then when we get into revenge, literally, it's about revenge. And these are the stages that I'm having.
Summer 16?
These are all the stages I'm having in purgatory. You know what I'm saying? So when we... First goes
so deep. It's stay a while wanting to stay a while,
bro. Let me get but so, like I said, we're talking about the first track with greed, right? We're talking about I do, and when the hook is talking about money and being married to the money, you know what I'm saying? And the lyrics, I'm talking about married to the money, like I said, I'm being very braggadocious. Then, when you go in at the end, where the old dude's telling you, talking about without them Cadillacs, without them Benzes, they ain't shit,
yeah,
you know, it's not our world. Because it's not. We're not in our world no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And especially to all these people, it like, that song is really for those people that be, like, superficial as fuck.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
there's a lot of those, especially, like, in this generation.
Yeah.
You give a fifth grader an iPhone, uh-huh, and you kind of, like...
He feels like he's worth more than someone who has an Android.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You're not. And that's what that song is about. It's like, man, you take that iPhone away from him. You take that shit. You take the money. I'm married to the cheese. You take that cheese away from him. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you as a person after we strip you of everything?
You ain't got shit.
Yeah.
So now that you've been stripped, you go to revenge. Yeah. You want to get that shit back. So now you listening, and I used Tariq from Power when he's about... I forget if his name was Ray... It's not Ray J, but...
Ray
Ray? Ray Ray, yeah. He's gonna go kill him because he killed... Ray Ray killed Raina.
Spoilers, bro. Spoilers.
Spoilers. Spoilers. But, so he's sitting there talking about, you know, pull the trigger. And then the tone and the sound of the whole track is me, like, just, like, talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that was a song where I felt like I was just, like... If you listen to the lyrics, too, talking shit throughout that. You know, where I'm talking about at the party, playing Sade, they just like, hey, don't shoot that way. Boosie the fade, loosen my jet.
Yeah, no.
Like, take, like, that shit. So, we're all, you know, and they talking about pulling out AK. Like, I'm talking about, please listen to that song. Please, so after you go to Revenge, now it's like, you're stuck in this, because now, I forgot this part. I'm sorry, I have some... excuse me, guys, if I'm talking fast, but I'm just trying to get all this in for this interview because, man, I've been wanting to share this concept and ideas for the songs for so long.
He want the monetization. They told him if you make an hour podcast, they're going
to pay more. But, and then at the end of Revenge is where you're talking about, like, now you shouldn't be judging because now you've done this thing, right?
Yeah.
You've done this bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you took somebody's life, even though they took somebody's life, but you're still feeling guilty. But you shouldn't hold this in to yourself. You shouldn't be the jury and the persecutor.
The judge.
And the persecutor. Because that's what it says at the end. I forget. I can't. Like, right now, I've always been bad at just doing
what I think is it the jury, the judge, and executioner?
I don't know.
I want to throw
executor
that
of yourself. Whatever. But you really shouldn't be judging yourself. Because in the end... you'll just internalize it or whatever. That's basically the basis of the end of that song, right? And then it goes into Stay a While because you're internalizing all of that shit now. So now, and then that's why I'm talking about all the problems with the president now. I'm giving Bankroll his shot. I'm talking about us being slaves because now I have all these things that I feel is wrong in the world, you know what I'm saying? Internalized with me. And then, the Hungry Freestyle, no cap, that's just like an interlude. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. The Hungry Freestyle was a song I made, and I was like, I really like how I'm rapping on the second half. But I connected it, of course, when I was like, hey, take a left over here. We about to be flying through purgatory. Yeah. And then after that, just ding, 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 ding. And then I think the album explains itself after that, after you get into flying through purgatory. Now, at this point, it's chaotic. I'm talking about I have a story to tell before I go like Dave Chappelle. That second verse is really when I get into talking about, like, my story and shit. You know what I'm saying? First one, of course, I'm back on this braggadocious shit. And then Chess Moves, if you hear Chess Moves, you understand what
that was your story. Yeah, you feel like me? Like the struggle of going through like
friends, losing cousins. That's exactly
what I was about to say. Like, I think the dopest thing you said was like, I thought if you show love,
you get it back.
Yeah,
like,
because that shit hit me.
Ain't that
like,
real, bro?
That's so true. Because it's like, bro, you be out here like just trying to be on your happy stuff. You feel me? You showing love to everybody. You ain't got a problem with nobody. You don't got a problem with nobody. Exactly. But there's always somebody who got a problem with you. Because they see, why can't I do what he's doing? You feel me? He living his life. He look happy over here. Man, they start hating on you. And then the thing about what you said, like, they try to put you in a box. And
that it don't fit. Like, this is, I'm not in that box, bro. And that's why that song's all about Chess Moves. Because I already peep it. You know what I'm saying?
What's it like?
I see what you're doing. And then, now you've already been through that fake shit. Now you're going into 20. I know some niggas that put a knife in my back and I hardly react. I just detached. I hope you finally peeped that so you can see what we
when you said I keep my mental Glock cocked.
Oh, yeah. Come on. My mental Glock stay cocked.
Come on. I was like, that's hard. That's why you get what I'm saying when I say that was like one of my favorite verses.
Oh, yeah. No, that, like, it means a lot. And that's what I'm saying. I think Pariah 2 altogether just means, because you have more than one of those moments. Even though I think Chess Moves is I think that's the most meaningful hip hop song, like, to
cover.
Like, not.
I was like,
no, I'm saying like, from like, just like, San Diego. I think that's like, the one. Like, I think Chess Moves is a song. I was talking to Joe about this with A Funeral. I said, man, you made a song that, like, you know, God forbid, give you many years, bless up. You know what I'm saying? But when you die, that would be a song I would play. Just like Pac, Dad said he played so many tears when Pac died. And I feel like Chess Moves is one that, like, you know, people is going to hold close to their hearts. And it's a special moment. It's deep.
Next track? What is the next track?
It's 20.
Yeah.
That's what I was
really?
Saying.
Really? Yeah. You skipped Stay a While then?
Nah, Stay a While was the third.
You never said, no, you didn't. We could rewind it.
I was talking all about the president, where I was talking about us having our slave names.
Earlier in the podcast.
Even now, I went over again. When you listen to this, you'll hear it. This would be my third time saying it.
All right.
But that's a special record, too, though. I think earlier you asked me, before the podcast, what's to come.
Yeah.
And I think we got the jazz music EP coming out next year.
Is it purely jazz? Like,
nah, it's gonna be a love tape.
You dab me up for that one?
Jazz music. So look out for that. And I'm also gonna be making Canyon Views. I think that one, I'm gonna try to get that on Apple Music, Spotify, and all that. That one's gonna be like original beats and shit. Cause
Who's making the beats?
Joel and Malik. Like, just whatever I get, man, I'm gonna just do that so that I can get something out there for the Apple.
Oh, cause you could profit off that, huh?
Not even profiting, just wider markets. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I mean, cause them making the beats. Cause then, like, you could.
Yeah, I can profit, but I'm saying not even the profits. It's a wider market.
That's what I'm saying. Cause I'm like,
thinking about profits. I'm thinking about, shit, when you go on, you type in Keon Forrest, you know, on Apple Music, Spotify, too. I don't want you just have to go to SoundCloud for my shit.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, my best shit will probably be on SoundCloud.
Well, I mean,
because, you know, I have endless range of beats on SoundCloud. But I ain't gonna lie, I got some fire shit written to Joel's beats. And I'll be able to definitely cook up some heat.
Yeah, that's dope. So, how long are you expecting so-called Canyon Views to be? And what is the time frame? Have you already started working on it?
I'll say there's no track in Canyon Views. I have records because I have a lot of songs that didn't make Pariah 2. You know what I'm saying?
I say if they're not good enough to make Pariah 2, then why throw them on Canyon Views?
Who said they weren't good enough and they just didn't fit?
That's true. But were they good enough?
Definitely. I definitely got some bangers in the stash still. Like, I'm not done. I'm not dry, like...
Pause.
I'm not dry? What is this? I'm not dry, man. The songs are still going to be coming out. I actually got a song with Malik going to be coming soon. He's going to be on Canyon Views and JJ is. I think that one's going to be really about, like, our years here.
Yeah. So then I got to be on
it. You're going to be on it? Yeah. Like, skits. Like, Canyon Views is going to be real focused on. So, I don't know if I have any records for Canyon Views, but I do have enough records to drop a 6-track EP that's not Pariah 2. So, with good songs.
Why don't you say fuck it and give everyone a Christmas gift, bro?
Another project? Yeah,
you don't want to oversaturate your market or something like that?
I think Pariah 2 is so good and so it's so meaningful.
You want to let it soak?
Yeah. And those 6 songs, if I had put them out all together, I would want them to soak too.
Really? Yeah. So you just got heat just stashed in the basement.
I mean, all right, let me ask you this. There were 7 tracks, be honest with me. How many do you think were good tracks out of 7?
I'd say 7 out of 7.
Were good tracks?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. There you have it, folks. A fucking classic.
See, I said good.
Nah, I feel you. Well, I think it's a classic though. I ain't gonna lie. I think I could fight against like real artists with this project.
One, I don't like it when you say real artists.
Oh yeah,
because that would insinuate that you're not.
I respect that. So, I mean artists that are selling big records and doing big venues.
So who do you think you can throw Pariah 2 up?
Pariah 2?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be honest.
Or do my contemporaries.
Oh, okay, okay. All
do right. My contemporaries.
Okay.
Bring up anyone in my age range.
In your age range. Let's see.
And you tell me.
How old is Joey?
Joey Badass?
Yes.
That nigga nice. I ain't gonna lie.
How old is Joey?
I think he probably 25 or something, so I'll put him in my age range. Yeah. He got better. Alright, let's go.
Cole and Kendrick are old, bro. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm 20.
How old is, what's his name? He's on TDE.
Let's just bring up 20-year-olds first.
I don't know, like, mad 20. Because 20-year-olds are, like, mainstream.
21, 19,
20, 18,
21, 22,
23. Bro, when you ask someone to, like, name someone off spot... Bro, is your album rocking with Dummy Boy, bro? Let's be honest here. Nah, I'm playing.
Yes. All right. Dummy Boy, I'm crashing that.
Do you got a song as hard as Mama, though? We not going to act Mama? Like Nicki bro, and Kanye went crazy on that,
chess
bro.
Moves. I had DP and Curtis on it.
Nicki said the dirt you might throw on my name might end up at your grave. Come on, bro.
I said harder than that on the album.
I don't like Nicki Minaj, bro. Nicki killed
that. That's fine. We talking about albums, son. That's a cool song. That's a body is worth. No. Trippie Redd, he dropped 2 projects this year. Are either one of them fucking with Pariah 2? Nope. No. X dropped the album. No. Ski Mask dropped the album. No. Okay?
I ain't listening to Ski Mask album, but I don't know, bro. Let's see. So.
I'm flying, man. Respect to all those guys, too, man.
We don't respect Trippie on this podcast. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Let it trigger who it wants, but
let's see. And then who else? Bro said Blueface. Look at
I don't know, bro. You gotta respect this Crippin, bro.
The lyric, yeah, man.
You gonna ignore that joke?
What?
I say you gotta respect this Crippin.
Oh, you're stupid. But nah. I don't know. Who would you compare me to?
Hold up. So when I was listening to Pariah 2, mm-hmm. I think, what song was it? But you gave me very Schoolboy Q-ish vibes, and that's a great thing. Because mm-hmm. I love Schoolboy Q's delivery, his sound. It's so, like, natural. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, when Schoolboy Q raps, bro, it's just so, like, it's a work of art. I honestly think, like, Schoolboy Q's, like, so great that it's lucky crazy to me. Because it's like, the dude, one, he's so unique, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just like...
He's an amazing rapper.
Great, and his lyrics aren't great all the time, but when we're talking about street rapping,
he does great.
great. Like, it honestly, like, especially, I gotta say, what was the name of the album?
Blankface?
Blankface is better than Oxymoron.
I'm still debating.
Oxymoron is hard.
I go back and forth.
Blankface is so good, bro. Like, the way he can get that fucking dude.
Yeah.
Big body, big, big, yes. Big, big. And then, whatever you want.
Dollar bills. Like, let me ask you this, though, when it comes to Pride 2. Do you think if I had a major label behind that?
Yeah, I think it would improve.
Could I have done at least 20K? If I had some
20K, put that in perspective. Jid just did 20K.
Yeah.
And even though you dropped on a Monday, so.
Yeah. Jid would probably end up doing 30, 40 if he didn't drop on a Monday.
I'm going to say no.
Yes.
The only reason that I say that is because JID, aka Jid,
he dropped on a Monday. Yeah. He would have did 40.
I've seen his advertisement everywhere. Like, you feel me? And his trailers and stuff were dope. Mm-hmm. But if Jid does 20K with, like,
Dreamville?
Pariah 2
would have did.
So if we put you on Dreamville, drop Pariah 2.
I can do 15.
You see what I mean?
I can do 15.
But you just undercut yourself.
I can do 15. I can do 20, though. Like, if I drop when I'm supposed to drop, I can do 20.
I believe you would do about 15.
I think I could do 20 by myself. Independent.
I believe you can.
I think
you just got to grind?
Nah, next year is it. I mean, I think this album approved my dominance.
Pause.
I'm the king of this shit. I'm going to talk my shit from this point on.
Before you go on, you had a king bar and you missed such a good opportunity for what's them that? To say, if they bow down to the king, they flee KD. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Nah,
you missed a good opportunity.
When you talk to the king, most can't get a ring, so they flee like OKC. I'm talking KD. Please don't try to play
you
me.
See?
That'll be your last
when
day.
You say, when,
facing SD, right, best MC. Who fucking with me? Not as far as I can see, or I can see the mockery. Luckily, I own you like apostrophe.
See.
Bro, and I said kick more game than a soccer team. Ice on hockey rink. When you went there,
I was like, that was hard. But hold up. You missed a golden opportunity to say the kiss the ring and then the flee like KD part. That would have been hard.
What you mean?
Because it's like, they can't get a ring, so they flee like KD. Like, I get that 100%. But like, if you're setting your dominance as the king, you make them kiss the ring. So then they flee to a different kingdom type shit.
Oh, you know, I feel that. That's dope. I mean, you could take that as your interpretation.
No, because that's how, like...
That's how you thought about it?
Yeah, because I was like, man, if you would have put the kiss the ring in there, I was like,
I get
that's
you.
Crazy.
Mind you, that was Hungry was a freestyle as well, though.
Literally, so. Like, you got in the booth and was freestyling, or you just wrote something or something?
No, there's like... There's a couple tweaks, you feel me? But, you know.
So I have a question. Was the... After the soccer team, was that a freestyle?
What?
After the soccer team bar. Like, once you hit the icy like a hockey rink type shit.
That was written down.
Yeah, bro, that was hard.
Like,
you know what
I'm saying? It's a freestyle and written.
You get that seat, like, you understand how I felt the dopeness of that sequence.
Yeah. It's just certain things flow better than other things.
That's true.
You know? And, like, the OKC, KD, battle meet, like...
Yeah.
That one that flow like hockey ring. Like, may have.
Yeah.
It may have. It may have.
Hold up. I'm going to check my phone real quick.
Oh, you didn't have your phone in here the whole time?
Nah, bro. I thought I did, too. Bro, wait. Did I?
Yeah, because didn't you play... Weren't you going to play Revenge?
Bro, where did you put my phone?
It's right here, G. It's literally in here.
I'm legit. Because you know the misses. Yep.
She said, Sanai, why didn't you text me back?
Yeah. I mean, you got anything you need to plug out there? Anything?
Let's see. I don't really have, like, a shameless plug. I just want to say I appreciate getting put on the show. Oh. I might have to start a podcast of my own.
Okay.
Because I like the sound of my own voice.
I feel that. I want to thank you for coming in and interviewing me for the second time.
My pleasure.
And sharing honest opinions about the album, bro. That's what I like. That's what we have you here for.
Anytime you want me on the podcast, just holla. I'll be here. I just want to say thank you to all the listeners out there. Slap Pariah 2. Like, a mug so we could get another album from Keon.
For real. Come on, go do that.
And I think we need some more excitement in here because, you know, it's starting to sound like a whisper. You feel me?
I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been out there listening and supporting. Dare I say this project's been critically acclaimed, so go ahead and check that out. If you ask me, I personally think it could go up against any of the albums that was nominated for a Grammy this year for the Hip Hop Album of the Year, except for Daytona. I get pushed at.
KOD.
KOD didn't get nominated, bro.
Oh, it surely didn't.
Nah. I'm beating out Cardi B. I'm beating out Victory Lap. Astroworld beat me out musically.
Who dropped Victory Lap?
Nipsey.
You're not beating that one up. Nipsey's album was actually really
good. It was real good. That just attests to how good Pariah 2 is.
I like the confidence. I'm not mad at it. I just think we're not going to use your 20 as a crutch. Did I tell you that I love that you said that earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Oh, yeah. I meant to say that was honestly, that was very like inspirational type shit. Mm-hmm. Not using your age as a crutch is respectful. Mm-hmm. But I think that's Nipsey's best body of work. And I think Nipsey has actually had some good.
Yeah, no, he does.
Work. It was a really good album. No, I don't know how that got nominated, though. I'm not even going to lie.
They was like, let's find an underground nigga. Let's get. But I'm the best lyricist coming out of the West Coast. Just want to say that.
Her Earl sweatshirt.
Oh, that nigga Kendrick here. Yeah, that. But you know, we on the rise, man. But on the real, I'm super humbled by all of this. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, this is the last interview for a minute, man. And I'll be back with music sometime. I don't know. I might end up seeing y'all mid next year.
He lying, bro. Y'all getting the album in January.
Y'all getting a song by February for sure.
Yeah, he about to take a short hiatus. You feel take a well deserved break.
I'm about to hop on for it. All right, man.
Gamer tag is Epic X Lone Wolf at me.
And we out.
Peace.
Honestly, actually, man, pull Pariah up on your phone. Play a couple records, actually.
Are we shamelessly plug in.
Yeah, go ahead and throw your record on real quick. Hey, we leaving with us a track off of Pariah. Maybe two. What would you shamelessly? What would you play? We let you be a DJ for that. If you had to go on Pariah and you had dogs, what's gonna play? Yeah. Y'all know what the fuck it is. I'm out. Come on, nigga. One. I be.
Where's the piece? Where's the mother?
Where's the mother? What?
Brain, going sane, nights nice with the pain, nothing to gain. So I stay on my lane, move forward like a train. Pack my bag, go to main, they try to keep a brother in chains. Took my last name, barely got enough for the gas tank. Know my rain, even with my bank low. Yeah, I know my rain, keep it with my bank low. I'll keep the bank roll. Stay
a while longer, sweet. Like, this is not a classic record.
You should have sang this yourself, Mr. Vocalist. Are we still recording?
Yeah, it's going. Stay a while longer, sweet talker. They get a private little jam set.
You want to listen to more, you know what to do.
My bank low. Let it grow, never mow down, bumping like Motown.
You know what song this sounds like? Now. What? Sounds like, Know You're Wrong. Like, wow. Know You're Wrong. Like, how do I do it? You know what I mean?
Treat it right, it's gonna save your life. Settle down, get a wife. Stop running with these mice, get sliced with a verbal knife. Living lavish, I gotta have it. Knowing time is ill magic, and my life still stagnant. I think it feels tragic. I pray in it change like magic.
They don't hear Laker, they know
a faker. I need a baker for all the cake, and I'm now Reagan president, the new Reagan. We gon' need some saving, gotta find a saving.
And then also, they treat us like a king. Nah, but I'm equating the opioid crisis to the crack
epidemic.
Yep, with that one right there.
Yeah, the opioid epidemic is even kind of bad. You know, they're making one that they say is like 6,000 times more powerful than heroin.
It's lit, ain't it?
Wow. Wow.
Alright, what would you be your second song, G?
We're gonna listen to Alive right now. We're listening to Revenge right now.
Thank you. Well, you might need to hop on the speakers for that.
I heard Jazz asleep.
I said, no more fighting, I'm not riding, thoughts like lightning. I'm so excited that I'm flying on some high beam. Whips look like ice cream, and now I scream. The dopest lyrics ever touch your spirit. Boy, they can't get near it, so they fear it. Burn me like a witch, I just flipped the switch. Took a shot and didn't miss. It's looking ludicrous, oh, they pissed. I don't give a shit, I was meant for this. Like Maul and the Sith, I'm the coldest since the nigga born in October. Thought I told you, now it's over. My heart getting colder and my mind is getting older. Mama raised a soldier, so I won't fold and I won't go for that bullshit that you told. Just to get them records sold, now they know you a hoe. Now you gotta go, keep up with the flow. It's too ill for a show.
Looking
they
might
just kill at a show. Why you popping pills just to seal all that's unbitten?
Popping pills just to seal all that's unbitten.
Like a Navy SEAL, what's the deal? Maybe I'm real, R.I.P. Mac Mill. Watch your boy stack meals.
That was cold. Everybody. Cause you wanna know why?
You want the fame and the whores. We want the game and the tour. Burning some oils. Decisions be poised, I just destroy. Just like the city of Troy, I be that boy, please do not toy. This ain't no ploy, you cannot void. Apples to droids, peeking like Floyd. We just enjoy,
yeah, I'm making some cookies, you want some?
I'm done.
Thinking about days, thinking about ways, thinking about change, losing my ways, bumping shade at the party. They just like, hey, please don't play, no, not that way. Wait, shooting AK, shoot the fade, boosie the fade. Losing my J, take me away, feeling days, feeling fucking amazed. What should I say? It's been this way since I played.
Hey, if you made it an hour into the podcast, thank you.
Y'all know this still was
here, dude. We might get a copyright claim on this, bro.
I'm like the great.
Maybe this fake, maybe y'all fake. I need a break. I need a bass. She love the taste. I can't complain. The brain is insane. Yeah.
We're gonna leave off like that.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Take care. One love.
With the mother.